Heavenly Father, I ask for you to allow your spirit to enter this place right now. Enter this place, enter this body, enter the car, enter the bedroom, enter the kitchen, the workplace, wherever your children are listening to this right now. Enter that place and enter their minds, their body, and their souls so that they can receive the words that you are speaking to them through me. In your Son Jesus' name, amen. Galatians 3, starting with verse 2. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? Have you experienced so much in vain? If it really was in vain? So again, I ask, does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you by the works of the law or by your believing what you heard? That was Galatians 3, verses 2 through 5. So starting with verse 2, we're asked a very specific question. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? The question is, you, as a believer, did you become a believer? Did you give your life to God based on following a certain set of laws by working really hard and volunteering at the church and paying your tithes and being a good person? Or did you receive the Holy Spirit by believing what you heard, by listening to somebody proclaim the goodness of God, by listening to somebody tell you, you are no longer a sinner, you are no longer bound, you are free in Christ? How did you receive God? Think about that. If you received God just by hearing, just by accepting, just by knowing in your heart, if that's how you received Him, then why now today are you trying to work to receive Him? Why are you doing things to try to earn the love, the compassion, the grace of God? You don't have to. You don't have to. You are saved by grace. You are His perfectly amazing child, just as you are. Don't allow your flesh to tell you that you have to do something specific to be with God. And now let's take that word flesh. What types of things do we do in our flesh that cause us to be apart from God, that cause us to be separate from Him? When we do things that are harmful to our bodies, when we ingest substances that are harmful to our bodies, when we engage in any type of sex outside of marriage, when we don't feed ourselves His word, when we beat ourselves up and we internalize the stress and the pain and the anxiety, all of those are causing us to focus on our flesh, to focus on our worldly desires. But again, He asks, does God give you His Spirit and work miracles by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? I want you to believe what you're hearing today, that God loves you and He wants you to repent for your sins. He knows that you're not perfect. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to say, well, when I give up my addiction, then I'll give my life to God. When I stop having sex outside of marriage, then I'll give my life to God. When I can pay my tithes, my full 10%, then I'll give my life to God. No, that's not what God is saying. He wants you to know that just by hearing His word, repenting your sins, confessing that you are a sinner in need of a Savior, that's all He wants from you today. So let your faith overtake your work. Let your faith be stronger than your flesh. Let your faith be what saves you. Let your faith be what you need.